You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Happy Tuesday, July 15th to you. Hopefully it's going to be a better one for you than it was for a man last night. I thought he was robbed. And maybe Brent Rooker doesn't see it that way. But, and I know, first round, you don't do swing-offs. But my man was preparing to go up against Big Cal last night in a first-round swing-off. Didn't happen. And so just so happens that Cal Raleigh went on to win the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. Our man Brent Rooker did not finish last. In fact, I would say he put on a show, especially early on. Memphian in the Home Run Derby. He comes up short, doesn't make it out of the first round, but he had the city on his back last night, and I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him in his, second All-Star appearance, and he'll play tonight in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. Second All-Star appearance in 3 years, and our boy put on in the Home Run Derby last night. Did not win it. Cal Raleigh becomes the first catcher to do so. We'll get to all that. I like that more in terms of newsworthiness than the Memphis Grizzlies playing another Summer League game tonight, although many will put that up ahead of it. They play the Warriors, who some still consider a rival. You will not see those guys who were, the Draymonds and the Steph Curries of the world. Grizzlies, 1.5-point favorite. They do lines in Summer League. John knows all about them. Johnny Furphy did what we thought Cooper Flagg might do. Punched all over a fool, didn't he? Dunked all over a boy, didn't he, last night? Did you see it?
Oh, I was watching it live. I was on the phone with somebody, and I said, a dunk just happened that you're going to be posting about later.
You didn't think I would go there in the monologue, did you? You didn't think I saw it.
It's worthy.
Did you see the homie's face when he got dunked on? The picture.
Yes.
The poster.
It's
will go down in infamy.
It's unfortunate.
It was a bull.
It was a bull. Who was having a great game otherwise.
Was he?
He was having a great game.
Because all I saw was the highlight.
Well, that's all that will ever be remembered.
Swinga? What is his name?
Asinge.
Asinge.
Yeah.
I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But I was in the ballpark.
A swing is what he took at Johnny Furphy.
And then looked sad in the poster. It's quite the face. I've never seen a face like that in a posterization.
No doubt.
Dunked on.
No doubt.
It's unbelievable. SEC Media Days, football Media Days in full swing.
Football! Take a stab at it, John. Who's winning the SEC?
I'm going to go, I guess Texas is the favorite, huh?
I think so.
I keep remembering. Yeah, Georgia's throwing horns down. I just am such a sucker for Arch Manning.
You and Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah.
Are you counting out Kirby Smart?
Is that
what I hear?
Are you really a buyer in the QB? Are you a buyer?
No.
What is it, Gunnar Stockton?
Yep, and he's at Media Day. I think 11 QBs are at Media Day.
Yeah.
SEC QBs.
I mean, he showed some promise, but I just don't know if that can be the guy.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Arch Manning is going to be the guy. Don't do it, man.
He's the best quarterback in the SEC?
He's the best quarterback in the history of the game.
Good Lord. This guy grew up Manning. You can tell I'm working with a dude who grew up Manning.
He's got it all, man. Oh, he's got, he throws one of the most beautiful footballs I've ever seen in my life.
Good. Against UTSA?
It was against, Louisiana Monroe or something.
All right.
But I'm not talking about It's the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ball in the air, the spiral in that thing.
Is he a great thrower of the ball?
I think he is.
Okay.
I think he is. All right. And I also think that if they would have benched Loser, then they would have probably beaten Ohio State. They would have certainly at least covered.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And all they did was put him in there for that stupid fourth and one or whatever it was and had him run it.
Right.
You know, they didn't even let
use that athleticism.
Didn't even let him throw it. Go back and watch the end of that Quinn Ewers game. He was rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. He was awful. He was, and I was tweeting this, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was on the record for it. But, yeah, I'm a big Arch Manning guy. So, I guess I would take – I mean, isn't Texas the favorite to win the whole thing?
I believe they are. They're up there, if not.
Yeah, them and Ohio State.
You're saying not SEC. You're saying championship.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah.
Up there with Ohio State, I'd imagine.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's Texas is the favorite, second as Ohio State. And then third would be the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Well, Franklin doesn't win big games.
That's what sharp people like them this year, and then the argument is always he can't win those games. And their point
sticking
is
to my story.
Ryan Day couldn't do it either until he did it, which is an argument. But I tend to agree with you. I just high leverage situation. James Franklin, no thanks. I'm just not a believer. You have to show me. Maybe he will, but until then, give me Arch.
Cool.
All right. This is just an Arch Manning side of the table here. I don't know what side of the table that is.
I might be a Nussmeier side of the table. I don't know yet.
Nussmeier.
In terms of best in the SEC.
I get it. He's tantalizing as well.
Yeah.
But his team is far worse.
I think our man Kelly's on a hot seat. Year four.
Yeah. And he hasn't really done much.
He's brought down there to win championships.
That's right.
So let's go. Should be some sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly, let's go.
Yeah.
Got the QB.
It'll be an interesting year in the SEC because, you know, like Tennessee, what are they?
Not a team that brought its quarterback.
Yeah.
Because we don't have Nico.
That's right. You have Aguilar.
I'm pretty sure they did not bring their QB to one of the few who did not,
right,
because their situation is different.
Yeah, weird deal. But, yeah, intriguing. You know, Ole Miss has replaced Jackson Dart. I mean, that's going to be a transition for them. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's pretty top heavy, and then there's some opportunities there in the middle. But
I think we get Heupel today. We get Georgia, Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas. Okay. I think all today.
All right,
first, you know, real day of.
And is it stuff. Where is it still in Hoover?
Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta now.
Yeah. Omni, right. I think.
Hoover don't even get nothing. Hoover just got left out of the cold.
Omni Atlanta Hotel, Centennial Park.
I mean, that's probably a huge economic loss for Hoover, that they don't have this anymore, right? Like, because they probably don't get a ton of stuff, so now that you take it away. You know,
sad for them on this day.
People are
made us aware. Thank you for that.
The people are getting laid off. They're getting fired. All right.
Yeah, we got enough of that going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I can't. My heart can't bleed that much for Hoover today. Yeah, we have a big show. Looking forward to it. Jessica Benson's going to join us at 11:25. She just got back from her Jet 2 holiday to Antigua. So we will talk to her about Grizz Summer League. We will talk to her about Cedric Howard, who is in Vegas now officially.
Joined team.
He joined the team.
It's good to know.
So we'll get to that with Jessica at 11:25. Then at 1:25, it's a tradition. Every year we've done this. I think this will be the third or fourth year we've done it since he's been in the NFL. Calvin Austin III is going to join us at 1:25. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver. You pointed out to me that he's getting hyped on ESPN as of this morning.
It's crazy how it lined up. But Peter Schrager, formerly of NFL Network, I believe, that's now over at ESPN and was hosting Get Up this morning. You know, it's my favorite show. Usually Greeny hosts. He's out on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a list of top five guys he expected to break out this year. A step-through, step-up season. And our man was on it. I'm gonna keep some suspense in it, and okay. Not tell you which number.
All right, I like
it. But very significant news for Calvin Austin III.
I like it. He will join us in studio at 1:25, and we did get a chance to catch up with him
in February.
February, okay.
So that was off season.
That's
we were
right.
Already talking at that point. You know, Pittsburgh didn't know if it was gonna be Wilson or Fields. They were gonna make an attempt to try to keep one of them.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
And so ends up neither of them stay. You move on from both, or they move on from you. I mean, I guess in Fields' case, he moved on. And you end up with Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Yeah.
So We talked to Calvin about playing with a guy we figure is going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point in Russell Wilson, right?
Yep.
Well, it's another conversation.
Yeah.
But a different kind. I mean, you're talking about a four-time MVP now.
That's right.
About a future Hall of Famer. And he went to Malibu. I don't know if you saw that, but Aaron had the receivers out there to Malibu at his home. Calvin talked about it here locally last week.
I did not know that.
He's already gone and worked out with Aaron. It'll be something we'll obviously be talking about when with it.
Well, I mean, Russell did that with Sierra, right? Russell brought all the guys over to his house, you know, and let him meet Sierra and hang out. And I guess Aaron's doing a similar thing.
Right.
We'll compare and contrast the experiences.
Exactly. There you go.
So he'll join us at 125. Should be a big year for Calvin Austin III. Looking forward to that. But listen, every so often, George, we do a little thing that we call Cap or No Cap, and if we could, we're going to do that now. All right, lots of local news that we need to touch on, but why don't we start with what's dominated this show this week and even maybe a little bit of last week, baseball. Britt Rooker got screwed last night. Is that cap or no cap, Jason?
I'd love to say as a Memphian that it's no cap. But in the end, the first round, you don't have swing-offs. I think they clearly did, and last night he ends up tying Cal Raleigh in the first round after putting up 17 in the first round as an early competitor. You know, goes out there and really puts up a number that it ended up standing up. I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but that's why I ended up watching. I'm thinking, man, can we hang on? And so it comes down to, in terms of advancing, him and the guy that goes on to win it. You know, Major League Baseball's home run leader right now, Cal Raleigh, from the Seattle Mariners, catcher. He's got 38 homers this season, ends up tying Rooker. And you could see Rooker getting ready for the swing-off like I thought was going to happen, like we all did. Well, swing-off doesn't happen until semifinals and finals.
Right.
It doesn't happen in the first round. And so what it came down to was distance, and Raleigh ends up out-hitting him by less than an inch.
Now
they go to StatCast on that. We never get to kind of see it.
Right.
You know, I think people brought that up. Hey, can we see the evidence of this?
Exactly.
And are you just pushing your home run leader through here?
Exactly.
And maybe there was some of that happening.
I mean, Britt Rooker's not a big name. He's not the home run leader.
100%, dude. He ain't the home run leader. What are we talking about? And you have a chance to be the first catcher to ever win the home run
and
derby.
And you don't have a swing off.
Like you said, he's the home run leader and everything else. And so if baseball had its pick, come on. They're going to pick Raleigh, who's everybody's calling the big dumper. That's a nickname I hate. I just refuse to say it.
It is. It
doesn't even come off the, you know, doesn't sound right. Anyway, back to the point.
Because he has a big dumper.
He ended up being a good story, his win. We'll talk about that. But our man, Brent Rooker, friend of the show, we're obviously pulling for. And yes, right there in the moment, clearly baseball did a poor job of informing these players of the rules, at least first round, because our man's warming up expecting a swing off. And Raleigh even had an interview where he's like, that was fun, kind of expecting to be out.
Yeah.
You know, at some point or in a swing off. And so I it was unfortunate the way our man did not advance out of the first round after putting up a pretty big number. But that said, I don't know that this was intentionally a screwing of him. So I'm going to stop short of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably fair.
Because the rules are on. There's not a swing off in the first round. It goes to the distance. And in this case, he beat him out by less than an inch. It was that close.
Right. Yeah.
Rooker shows some big time power. He opens some eyes for sure
if you weren't familiar with his game. I just feel like how on earth are you able to measure the 0.8 of a foot, bro? Like, that's, and again, this is not a
computers
congressional investigation thing, but I definitely think, because even he even talked about it. He said maybe if they have it to the decimal point, they should display that during the Derby and not wait until everybody's done to bring out that information. I mean, that is tough, right? Like, you think you're tied.
Exactly.
You think you're tied. And I don't know what you would – I mean, if they had come out to the exact same distance, what would they have done?
Like I said, he thought he's going to swim off to a swing off, so that just shows you nobody – he wouldn't worry about paying attention. Nobody was showing feet or that even mattered, you know what I'm saying, matching those up as if that distance was going to be the tiebreaker.
Right.
Nobody was thinking along those lines. He had gotten up – ESPN wrote about it, gotten up to warm up.
Right.
Expecting swing off like we all do. We've seen them before, but it's a rule. They don't happen till semis and finals.
Yes, Exactly. So, I screw probably no, but I do feel like, you know, he got the short end of the stick here. I mean, technically he was the short end of the stick, if you believe the StatCast, if you're a StatCast believer. But I don't know if I am. I don't know if it's an accurate measure. I have no way of knowing that. And it seems like Brent doesn't feel like that either. So, anyway, he showed well. It's a Memphian being pitched to by a Memphian in the damn home run derby.
Right.
That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, so, much better than that. And Cal Raleigh ended up being a great story. His dad's throwing to him. I don't know if you saw, his little brother was catching, dude. 15-year-old dude that's taller than he is at 15 years old. I'd never seen that, where you had a relative catching, too.
Wow.
Dad was pitching, and so it was an all-Raleigh win for them in the final. They ended up beating Caminero, who was just hitting beautiful shots. At one point, I didn't think he was going to get beat, and he ended up having a pretty good home run derby. It's better than the freaking dunk contest.
No, you're exactly right.
That.
Yeah, which is
sad. And baseball's, yeah, it's got a few things where they can claim, hey, we could do this better than the NFL or the NBA, but in this case, they do. That home run derby's way better, and it felt more significant, even without guys like Judge and, you know, some of the big boppers.
Yep.
You know, Shohei, you didn't have them, but you had enough last night, including the home run leader.
Yep.
That turned out pretty good, and you had our Memphian. So a salute to Rooker. He really showed well.
All right, moving on. Cedric Coward joining the team in Las Vegas matters. Cap or no cap?
I'll let you go first on this.
Honestly, it's made my entire decade. Because there were questions about whether he would report, whether he would join the team. You know, you miss out on that camaraderie. So the fact that he has decided to come 4 days after it begins, it means a lot to me. It really does. Now, he's not there to play. He's there to show support. But I read, that, I think it was from DeMichael, that he was late because of a thwarted flight. I mean, how many thwarted flights? I mean, I had travel problems, but that was the 4th of July. You know, I mean, how many thwarted flights can one have? I mean, you're 5 days late, man. Where you been? But does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. Who cares? He's not playing. If he's playing, it matter, but he's not playing. So just sitting there on the bench is like irrelevant.
This is weird.
Like the timing, you think? What do you mean?
I just don't know why I just don't know why he wasn't already there, why he's not sucking up all the vocabulary, what he can get foundationally from Isolo, just being around him, being around the team. You're trying to pick up philosophies. You're trying to, you know, everything is new to him.
Yep.
And so every word that comes out of Isolo's mouth feels important as this guy, you know, both for new coach, but more importantly for him as a rookie. So, you know, is the shoulder that bad that he need to be somewhere to rehab? Was there a personal issue that kept him away? It's just weird, dude. It speaks to sort of the Grizzlies' lack of transparency when it comes to injury issues. I think it's been made pretty clear, nobody's come out and said it, that he's not going to play and we shouldn't expect it. But not even being around the team, what are we talking about? Ja Morant was there before Cedric Howard. What kind of sense does that make?
Right.
You know, Ja was more, it seemed like, symbolic. Hey, the franchise, it's important. I'm here as the leader. You know, it kind of sounded like franchise wants me here. I think it's important. It's more important for you rookies to be there.
Right.
And I don't care if he's not playing. He should be around, again, those coaches and everything else. Maybe there was a personal issue that nips this in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have loved to have known that. And then, okay, that makes sense.
DeMichael wrote,
we're missing
thwarted
flights.
Flight. Yeah.
Missing flights and all. They're like, that sounds ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Should have been out there early.
Yeah, like,
especially since you didn't go to Utah.
I agree. I mean, again.
Did I miss it? Was he in Utah and I missed him?
I didn't see him.
Didn't sound like he was with the team at all.
I mean, I didn't see him.
We're making news that he's joined the team, right?
Right.
So why wasn't he in Vegas waiting on him? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Vegas Summer League started Thursday.
Last week.
You know. I mean, the Grizzlies played Friday.
We hear how smart he is. Okay, catch another flight. Like earlier. What are we doing here? You're right. You're right. Here's the issue. It doesn't matter. He's gonna pick up a philosophy. He's going to pick up offense. He's going to pick up defense later on.
Right.
But you want these things starting early. It's just like a rookie missing camp.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like a first impression, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's like, all right, you could have come and you didn't. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It doesn't matter for the, like, whatever, but it's just, okay, a little peculiar that you're late to Summer League. Again, in 3-4 years, probably we will never mention this again. It will be a footnote, if even that. Or if he stinks, we'll point to it and say, remember when he was 5 days late for Summer League?
And the rehab, if it was rehab of shoulder, that can happen in Vegas too, right?
Sure.
And just, I'd be interested to know what the holdup was. Just seems like maybe some logistically some things got caught up. But you're right. It won't matter in the grand scheme of things in terms of his career, but not playing in the summer league. But just a little odd.
It is a little odd. We have some Memphis basketball news, including an assistant coach leaving to take a head job, reportedly. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Jessica Benson is going to join us. Now, she was in, unlike Cedric Howard, she was in Utah. Mm-hmm. She's not joining the team in Vegas, but she already put her shift in Salt Lake City. Yep. So I think we've approved that. We've stamped that, leave that absence.
Remember, according to her, it was a three that Gigi hit. She saw it.
That's right. She saw it with her own eyes. That's absolutely right. She's missed some good ones. She's missed some good ones in Vegas. But we'll talk to her about the Grizzlies Summer League, Cedric Howard, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd on Grind City Media. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network during the season. She joins us very kindly every single Tuesday, and she is here now. Welcome back to Memphis.
Thank you, thank you.
And Cedric Howard, welcome to Las Vegas.
yeah.
What do we make of? I mean, you know, listen, as Drake once said, better late than never, but never late is better.
Ah, wise words.
Aubrey Graham. So if he's not playing, right, which we do not, he's been doubtful. He hasn't played in any of these games. What is there to get out of it? Is it, for him being there, what's there to gain?
I mean, I think anytime you're able to spend significant time, bonding time with new teammates, new coaches for you, that's a positive. Like, so much of summer league, I know we get caught up in the games of it all because that's what is mostly available to the public, but behind the scenes, be it team dinners or team practices or even just workout sessions in the team hotels, like, all of that adds up to quality bonding hours, for lack of a better terminology. And I do think there's value in that. And also, once you get to this portion of Vegas Summer League, the first few days in Vegas are crazy for people who haven't been there. That's when the majority of people are there, and it's seeing these players and particularly the rookies for the first time, and you usually get the appearances by, you know, big players from various teams, be it John Morant showing up for the Grizzlies, LeBron James showing up for the Lakers, Victor Wembanyama being there for the Spurs. And I think on the tail end, it kind of slows down a little bit. So perhaps it's less kind of bright lights, everything going on, and represents a time period for there to be more practices and kind of quiet moments with the team. So I think it's great that he ended up joining them. I don't think it would have been the end of the world if he didn't make it out there at all. But I know it calms the nerves a bit of people just to see him. He's there. He's talking to the media. He talked to our Mike Wallace yesterday, and we had an interview up with him, and obviously he's just itching to eventually be able to play with this team, but in the meantime, this is what he can do.
What did you think of Ja Morant and what he had to say to local media? Now, John showed me yesterday, and boy, was it, I mean, there was a real difference between the interview he gave to Dave McMenamin,
yeah,
and then to local media. What'd you think of what he said? Because where he actually said some stuff was to local media. And then what did you make of the sort of difference in tone in between them?
I really appreciated the local media session. I had to chuckle at the ESPN interview just because it was so clearly not at the top of the, these are the things I want to be doing right now. And there was no faking it. And honestly, like, after what's been dealt with from Ja and the media, I understand a certain frustration with ESPN, or if he just puts it all in kind of the national media bucket. And so there's the actions that way. But what I loved about the internal scrum and scrum of, you know, local reporters and other reporters who were there for that about 2.5 minute session that he gave, he was open, he was thoughtful, and he didn't say anything crazy, right? Like, I was trying to, I obviously missed it live because I wasn't there. And so I was trying to find a full clip of the interview. And the fact that it took me some digging to find the full availability, I thought was a really good sign, because it means there weren't, you know, wild quotes that were pulled out and put on graphics and circulating, you know, some kind of virability moment from Summer League. It was just very matter of fact. And I thought, you know, the words that he specifically used in, you know, this is what a leader does. And I am one of the leaders on this team, and it was important to me to be here to support this group in Summer League. Tomas Isolo spoke on it too, just the importance of having him there. And I think there's something to be said about kind of the lockstep nature of the words that were specifically used about Ja's presence at Summer League. Like, this is someone who's been in the league going on, you know, 6 years now. And so he is a veteran on this team. He is a leader to a lot of these players. And I just thought it was the perfect thing. Do you have to make too much out of it? Of course not, but it's the summer and we need things to talk about. And so I think the fact that we're able to talk about it from a real positive standpoint is a good sign.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what it was. It was like, I'm not giving these people anything. Like, I am going to make sure that, you know, I've been on here before and I've said things, whether it's, you know, I'm fine in the West, that gets thrown back in his face every quarter, it seems like, you know, whether it's the, we had the Thunder figured out, like, it did feel like with the national piece of that, that he was like, I am just going to be, I'm going to be overly meticulous. In fact, I'm just going to repeat what you say. So there's right. there's no, whatever you say, I'm going to say it right back to you. And then that's going to be the interview.
Yeah. And I mean, also, I think there's a maturity in not taking the reins in a situation like that and making it into a moment, right? Like, he's not the story of Summer League and doesn't need to be the story of Summer League. He has his own stuff going on. He's literally there for a day because he's about to embark on this big Asia tour and head to China and have the opportunity to see his global impact. Like, he does not need to be the star of one night in Summer League. And so, yeah, you do the job that you're being asked to do. You give the interview, but you don't give much more.
I like it too, just because we've talked about, you know, Desmond Bain and how much of clearly a leader, especially vocally, he was, and now how that's out the door. And you're looking for veteran leadership from all of those guys, including a new guy, we think, in KCP, right? Because we talk about the championships he's won and everything else. But you heard it from Gigi, Justin. I'm sure you saw this. Like Gigi was like, you know, told Ja, hey, did you see my game? Did you see my game? Like, everybody's looking to Ja as the face of the franchise to sort of be that mister to hold us accountable, right? And we know, you know, there's part holding people accountable requires you to be a guy that can, and that's going to require him to be out there. But it just feels like it's so important for the Grizzlies, for Ja, Maybe not to necessarily handle all of it, but just to handle a large majority of it, because it feels like the organization is looking for him to do so.
Yeah, there's just a natural inclination where you want your face of your team to be the leader of your team. Yep. And part of it just comes with maturation and being older and being a player that, listen, Gigi, we've talked about it excessively. He's the youngest player on the Summer League roster, but every player that comes through here now, you know, for the next however many years Ja Morant is playing, is going to be someone who looks up to Ja.
That's right.
Like, that's a reality within the NBA, is these guys end up playing with the players that they idolize. I remember when we talked to Ja his rookie year and how excited he was to face off against Russell Westbrook for the first time. And the ones who end up getting to be his teammate, there's, you know, a tone that sets. There's that, like, old adage of never meet your heroes. And I'm sure each of us have had an experience in our professional lives where we have finally met someone who we've idolized for a long time, and maybe they didn't live up to the expectation that you wanted them to, or they weren't particularly kind to you. When it comes to being teammates, like, that's part of Ja's job, is to make everybody feel included, to make them feel supported. And I think he's embracing that role in the way that he, you know, uniquely will do, because we're not all a monolith in how we approach that. But he also has the help of Jaren too, which I think is great. Like, kind of the 1-2 punch of, yep, this being Ja and Jaren's team. And we've heard it, you know, starting last season, where Ja's been really vocal about, you know, Jaren's the franchise, Jaren's this, Jaren's a leader. And if they can work together, that takes, you know, the pressure off of being just on one. It's always helpful when you kind of have a two-man punch in that situation.
You know, I got to say that they do definitely tell you don't ever meet your heroes. But, I haven't really met a hero. I've met people that, okay, I, like, grew up, like, reading or paying attention to. But in two cases, like, when I met Jeff for the first time, and when I met Gary Parrish for the first time, like, GP did something for me that I have not found myself doing for the next generation, which is, like, setting aside time, meeting at a place, face-to-face, giving advice. Like, GP did that, you know, way back when I was, like, 17 years old. So, I met my heroes, and they lived up to it.
Well, I try really hard to do the thing where I give time and genuine time to people who reach out, because I met a couple people that I really looked up to once upon a time, and I did not have those experiences. So I think it just depends on who it is and where you are, yeah, and what the situation is. But it is a real bummer. Like, I still think about it to this day on a couple of them, where I'm like, dang, like, I really wish that there had been some level of, like, mentorship there, and instead, mm-hmm, I'm left with, you know, a forever feeling of, oh, I don't really love that person anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, it's what you don't have, right, that allows you to put that forward into the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I didn't get that, so now it's even more important for me to be that. But that's a different, you know, discussion for a different day. Around the league, around the rest of Summer League, I find myself watching the Spurs. They won in overtime last night. With a game winner, I find myself thinking, damn, like, the West is, like, I know we say this every year, but it's like, there really is no reprieve. I guess if you get to the bottom of the bottom, if you want to say, like, you know, the Pelicans without Zion and the Jazz who are tanking, right. But even the Kings, the young players were just crushing last night. The Suns have a plan, it seems like, for the future. You know, where is the reprieve in the West for the Grizzlies?
There is none. Your only hope is that you have situated yourself where there are enough young players, and a couple of them, you know, sincerely hit and give you the opportunity to be right up with these other juggernauts in the Western Conference. I mean, it's like rinse, wash, repeat. We do this every year. Or I guess your other hope is that perhaps with the meetings that begin occurring in Las Vegas today, that could engage discussions on expansion. Maybe they do expand to Seattle and Vegas, and then the Grizzlies have a chance to move to the East, and then you can finally get a little bit of a break. I don't know. Maybe that's the number one thing you should be rooting for.
SEC Media Days in action. Who's your pick? I asked John. He's rolling with the favor. He's rolling with Texas.
It feels so boring, but I guess I'll roll with Texas, too.
I mean, there's nothing boring about Arch.
We used to do this with Georgia, where we just kind of pick them or Alabama every year.
And most of the time, that's who won the damn thing, you know? I mean,
yeah, but we haven't seen, you know, it's one thing when it's Alabama and Georgia, and it's just like a built-on tradition at this point. This is putting a lot on Arch himself. And it's exciting, and I think it's a, you know, it's not a bad pick to make. It's why they're the favorites to win the SEC next year. And you look at the, you know, continuation of the Manning family, and then put that in with what Sark has been able to do at Texas with year-by-year improvements. I guess you still won't count out Georgia. And I am still curious, like LSU getting the Gus Bus back, Nussmeier back for another season. I really liked him last year, so that's something that keeps me intriguing. But I honestly, it's weird. Media Days snuck up on me this summer with Big 12 being last week and SEC being this week. And it's one of those things where I've kind of gathered just things that used to feel so important in the summer cycle of sports have lost some of its luster, be it Media Days, or I watched the Home Run Derby last night, which I got sucked into, but I don't think I'm going to necessarily watch the MLB All-Star game tonight. The ESPYs are this week. I used to love the ESPYs.
No, that's an event that's fallen off.
Yeah, it really has.
That really has just become irrelevant.
Are you?
I don't even know what day they are this week.
It's tomorrow, I think.
Okay, there you go.
And are you a fan of the comedian that's hosting, whose name I don't know, but John does?
I don't even know who's hosting.
Shane Gillis,
of course.
Oh, I kind of like Shane Gillis.
Me too. I kind of like him too.
I think if you knew me, you'd be like, oh, she probably doesn't like Shane Gillis. But I find him funny. I've enjoyed his stints on SNL. I've enjoyed when he's come up on my TikTok feed. So if I was to watch the ESPYs, maybe he would make me laugh. But I don't think I'm going to sit down and watch them.
I would have had you as not Shane Gillis. Like,
see?
I would have had you as, because, you know.
So we don't make assumptions.
You're a bit woke, and that's great. And he's not. So
no, but I like comedy. See, we can laugh. They all try to make us seem like we're too woke to laugh. I love to laugh.
Yeah, like it's just like, you know, you go back and you watch Kings of Comedy from 2000. We can't laugh like that no more though.
I can't believe he's hosting the ESPYs. And I can't believe I did not know that he was hosting.
Yeah, well,
the
it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't have juice. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know when that occurred, but I don't know. You know, what is it with the Valvano speech, right? That was the fame. Maybe it never had juice.
I always do that. I really cared about the ESPYs. I remember when I interned for Sports Nation, going into my senior year of college, the ESPYs were in LA and Sports Nation was in LA. And so us interns were all working our butts off to try to get like the golden ticket to get to the ESPYs.
Right.
And, you know, we worked so hard for weeks leading up to it because they, you know, made it very clear you had an opportunity to go to the, I was like, the ESPYs, that's going to be so cool. And then I went and it was cool. And I think I watched the ESPYs coming out of college for a couple of years. And then one day it just kind of dropped off. And this year I'm less interested than I've ever been in it.
Yeah.
I love award shows. The other ones have kept me.
Well, like, yeah, I think if somebody called me right now and they said, hey, we'll give you an all-expense-paid trip to the ESPYs. We'll get you in the crowd, get you two tickets. You can have access to the cocktail party, all that. I was like, yeah, I'll go happily. Yeah. I'd love to go. I mean, it's just like I'm not going to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to – and I probably will – I don't know if I'll find myself discussing anything that comes out of that. Like, am I going to talk about the team of the year according to ESPN? You know, not unless it's the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark,
right,
to be honest.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Just not the same as it once was.
Who would you pick, Jess, on best athlete, best male athlete? Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, or Shohei Ohtani? Out of those four.
Ooh.
Those are the nominees. Who's your pick for best male athlete?
Who was the first one?
The first one was Josh Allen.
Oh, Josh Allen?
Yeah, Saquon.
I think I'd take Saquon this year.
Yeah.
The year of Saquon.
It was the year of Saquon.
It felt like the year of Saquon.
This prediction is Ohtani, but not only did he join the 50-50 club in 24, he created the thing, is how they put it.
Okay.
Nobody had done that, yeah.
What about who's up for our female? Do you have those?
Who's the women update?
And I should ask you that. Simone, I just didn't want to be predictable. Simone Biles.
Oh, thank you.
Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni, who was here in town this past weekend. Gabby Thomas, and then Asia Wilson.
I'm giving it to Simone. Simone always.
She did.
I can't believe the Olympics were last summer, and that is included in this ESPYs. That's crazy.
She is the predicted favorite here.
Yeah.
So I think
as long as Simone's up for something, I feel like she is going to get it. What's the big, like the big award? Isn't there one that's not just men or just women? There's a combination. Is it like the championship performance or something, if I remember correctly?
I think we're just doing,
I don't know, we're just doing the identity.
And
we got the best sports players and we have best team, but I don't know if there's an overall. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're looking. I think you're looking for the Outkick Awards.
Watching them. Maybe I'll watch them after all. Now I want to remember this year in sports.
If you want like the championship performances and best shot and all that, I think you'll have to watch the Outkick Awards this year. So we can Dan Dockett's hosting. We'll.
You know what? That one, I think I'm busy that night.
Jessica, you're the best. Thanks.
Thank
as
you,
always.
Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. She's Jessica Benson. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, I mean, I think Saquon makes sense for Male Athlete of the Year, although SGA, is he not in there?
Yes, he was in there.
I think SGA probably would be my vote.
Over Saquon? They won the Super Bowl.
I know, but they won the title. He was the MVP. He was a finals MVP. Like, this man, you can't do more than he did. He's damn cover of 2K26. I guess Saquon's a cover of Madden.
We went over 2,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's very close. But, I think because of the dominance of the regular season, the fact that he played, in an era where nobody plays anymore in the NBA, I'm going to give it to SGA. But I doubt
they're going Shohei anyway, so they don't like either one.
Now, what's that all about?
Shohei's about this 50-50, 60-60 club.
Yeah,
he's doing stuff we've never seen
before. Well, in baseball, never gets any love.
And this year, he'll pitch, but this goes back to last year.
Yeah. The team of the year, the favorite, is the Thunder.
There you go, which is even more reason why SGA doesn't need to win the player.
Right.
And he's going to win best NBA player anyway, so he doesn't need to get best overall.
Right. Yeah.
The sports awards are too predictable, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like he's going to – him, Giannis, Jokic, Tatum. He won the MVP and he won the finals. Of course he's going to win.
I wouldn't even show up if I was
there. But there's no reason to even be there.
And I doubt they will be. Like, Giannis is in Greece right now.
Let's see if it's as obvious. I mean, Freddie Freeman, Aaron Judge, Shohei.
That's easy.
Yeah, that one's easy for baseball. And then best NFL player is going to be Josh Allen, Saquon, Lamar, and Patrick Surtain.
Okay, Surtain. That's random.
It was random. They're picking him from the best defense in the NFL as the best defensive player on that unit.
Yeah, I mean, I think Saquon had the image of the backwards hurdle. He won the Super Bowl. I have to give it to him over Josh.
It's harder to put him underneath these quarterbacks that did not win the Super Bowl, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Now, Josh Allen had a great year. He was the MVP. He, got married to Haley Steinfeld.
That doesn't factor into this at all.
I think in terms of if I were voting, it would.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think I'd be able to put him over Saquon because, he won the whole thing. And his team probably does not win the whole thing without him. I mean, the way he came in and basically rejuvenated that offense, especially without Kelsey, under center, I think it was super important. So, yeah, I'm gonna give it to Saquon for best football player.
So, well, there you go. You don't even need to watch the ESPYs tomorrow. Well, you just heard all of our picks right here.
We got it, man.
We kind of spoiled it for
That's
you.
Right. That is 100% right. Unless you just want to hear the Shane Gillis monologue, which you can bet on. Yeah, like what
How
words
long
he'll
it'll be?
Well, what words he'll say?
You can bet on the words.
Yeah.
Not like which athletes he'll joke about or offend.
No, you can bet on
what
the
do you
words.
Mean the words. What like, kind of bet on the words is there?
Like if you go to...
if he'll curse?
If you go to Kalshi.
This is offshore?
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard that name.
It's the You Can Bet on Everything app.
Oh.
Trade. That's very important. But yeah, there's a, there's a whole ESPYs category. What will Shane Gillis say during the opening monologue at the 2025 ESPYs? The favorite for things he will say... Words, football, eagle, Caitlin, flag, LeBron, Philadelphia, Reese, coach, Cunningham, just to give you an idea. Like they have it all set out there for you.
This is straight degenerate.
Yeah, even I'm not betting on this.
Activity.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard Kalshi, I was like, I'm out.
You don't like Kalshi?
No.
Why? I love Kalshi for a number of reasons.
I can't do it.
I don't bet on that stuff.
Is this on the dark web?
No, this is regulated, believe it or not. This is regulated by the CFTC.
Didn't you say it's like it's not betting, it's trading, like they're stocks.
It's derivatives, yeah. It's all a big ruse, right? It's just like window dressing. But
nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Donald trading. Trump's son is on the board, and the head of the CFTC is a board member as well. So look, it's all your own taste of corruption, okay? But yeah, you can bet on like best athlete with a disability winner at the ESPYs. You can bet on best football player, and yes, your man Saquon is the favorite, 74% favorite. Best women's basketball player.
Come on.
It's not Angel Reese, I'll tell you that right now.
She wasn't in the four.
Well, Ooh. She needs to have a better year next year, man.
She's had a pretty good year this year.
No, she is.
She rebounded her tail off, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Best team winner favorite is Oklahoma City. It's 72%. Best play winner at the ESPYs is that backwards hurdle that we talked about with Saquon.
Oh, yeah.
Favorites, that's right?
Man, he's going to clean up.
Yeah. But what about, like, the Halliburton? What about the Halliburton play in the damn finals? The game winner. I mean, that's got to be in the –
Not the one in the finals.
The game one winner where he won, you know, he hit the.
They didn't win the finals. He just won a game.
All right. That's probably fair. I mean, Saquon winning Super Bowl is probably why he's in these discussions.
I mean, got to be. I don't know. Now that I think about it, I've never. We watched that hurdle, backwards hurdle, over and over because you never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Indiana did, though, on this. And it wasn't just the one shot. It was what they did coming back from 7 down 3 times, from 9 down one time in the final minute. Maybe all those go into some bucket that wins an award. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Because he had one against Cleveland, too, right?
Yes.
Halliburton did.
Yes.
But that one didn't. Okay, that one sent to overtime. That was the choke one.
Yes.
So, no, that can't be in there. You're right. It'd be the one against OKC, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm going to go bet on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to be the best men's basketball player winner, because there's quite literally no other option. And the fact that this isn't 99.9%.
Who else do they have in there for that?
So they've got Jokic, Giannis, Tatum. But Jokic, they have an 11% chance. But how could you give it to Jokic? What did he do? He didn't do anything this year relative to Shai. So I think this should be 99.9% for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which gives me about 8.9% of value, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to take my free money. But yeah,
it's $1.50.
This is not an endorsement of this product. It's just a product that I use. Just to be clear, it is not for everybody. Anyway, thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show. Lots more to come. Calvin Austin III is going to join us. He's getting lots of love, and he's got an opportunity. There's no doubt about it, in Pittsburgh with a Hall of Fame QB. We'll talk to him about that adjustment, meeting him. You know, I don't know if I would, you know, ask him if he was a hero of Calvin Austin, but I mean, if you're of that age, you 100% grew up watching that man tear up defenses.
For sure.
So to be playing with him is, you know, that's quite something. So anyway, we'll do that with Calvin Austin III at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to Fam ESPN?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.